All right, RJ Hampshire, second overall. You've been really top five guy pretty much all year, but to get that second at the final one had to feel pretty nice.
Yeah, it was real nice. I mean, I felt like I kind of rode well. I mean, last weekend I felt good, and then Mud came, which is another track that I ride pretty well at. This one, yeah, felt good again, and just got a good start first moto. Once I got into second, like, I kind of matched George there for a bit. Wasn't making up any ground, and then, yeah, just kind of cruise it in, which, yeah, you don't get to cruise in a second place much. And then second moto, I mean, dude, I had high hopes. Like, I was psyching myself up. Like, dude, I've got a shot at an overall here. Like, this doesn't come right now. Like, I was trying to pump myself up and going down there.
Blow the starter.
No, I had a pretty good start. Okay. I mean, I was probably fourth or fifth, and then kind of lost a couple, and then finished like lap two, and I look up, look for Jorge, and buddy's gone. So I was like, well, there goes that one. Let's just try to get a second here, and then pass Coop, and then
Eli.
Yeah, pass Eli, but then like I hear the bike behind me again all over me, and I thought it was Coop, and I'm like, dang it, like, because it's him and I for second, third. And then, Eli got me. I put in a couple laps after that, and then that was all she wrote. I knew I had plenty of points.
Look, Eli is coming back from injury. He's not quite the same guy, but does it feel cool? Like, you got him in Moto 1, I think, and then, like, does it still feel cool?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, he's just a legend. But it was cool, like, that second moto right there. He hasn't rode like that since he's been back. Like, and I've had to pass him quite a few motos, and he hasn't rode like that at all. So maybe we're seeing some life back in him.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, right? Not a lot of fans of Ironman lately. You know, like back in the day, I think I talked about this last year, actually. Better track years ago than it is now, right?
Yeah, they make it too fast. Yeah. I mean, dude, like, this back second, like, before the finish and all that stuff, like, those high-speed rollers, like, and just a lot of things. Like, dude, back in the day when they had that big triple-up thing in the middle or whatever. Like,
or whatever.
Dude, that stuff was awesome. And then, like, even how they completely cut that one part of the track out after the big Godzilla, then you go right and had that whole section. Yeah. Like, all that stuff was sick. And, I mean, I don't know. It's still a good track, but it could definitely be better.
You know what? I guess there's, like, days, like you said, you can get the overall. But then there's other days where you just got to, like, tip your visor because Jorge was really good today. Like, you just got to be like, fuck. Like,
yeah, exactly. And, like, that's what I – first moto, I felt like I was close, like, close. So I'm like, maybe I can find something this second moto and, like, try to get in it. And, I didn't have it, and that was it. Right. Like, had a couple moments, and then I was like, I've crashed a lot this year, so just try to stay off the ground and bring her in.
Pretty cool to see Coop get third overall, right? His last national?
Yeah, that was awesome. And first moto, dude, I was watching those three battle for a while because, like, where the gap was probably 15 seconds or so I could see him
coming back down.
Everywhere. It was him, her up in with Marchbanks, maybe.
Yeah, Marchbanks.
AP was there, and AP was in it for a little bit.
Yeah, for a little bit.
So I was watching that. Just the dog. Yeah. I mean, I respect it. He's just been getting through it all outdoors, and comes out here and gets a moto podium. Like, it's gnarly, dude.
At some point in the second moto, his team said, however the math worked, they said you need 24 for overall. And he was like, dude, I don't think that's going to happen. Like, Rick's better. Like, Rick's got this. So,
No, because that's why he started in front of me that second moto.
Yeah, but when you got him, they were like, get him back.
Yeah, that's what I heard, the revs back behind me. And I was like, oh, no, like, he's actually coming alive here. Like, it was a three coming back.
You've done Destinations before, and getting back to Coop, really cool for him to do that. He's not even going to be on his brand. But, like, you know, like, maybe he can steal some of your parts. I don't know. Okay, he doesn't want to steal your parts. But, like, dude, I think it just says a lot for the guy. There's no need for him to do this. It's cool.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And honestly, like, once he said he would do it, I was like, man, I'm being a bitch right now. Like, I'll do it too. Like, if I'm only going to have 3 days on a new bike, like, sign me up. And
yeah, but then you got to get your new team to do it. Like, it's a lot. Like,
So it got to a point, like, Mike called me a couple weeks ago, and I told him, like, no, it's not going to happen. It's not on the cards. And then it got, like, chaos went down, and then I was like, man, they need me, like, let me make some calls. So I called the new place I'm going, and they're like, dude, let's go, like, let's do it. And I was like, all right. But it's just a massive risk. I mean, Coop's rode the brand he's going to before, or like, he knows
the track.
He knows a little bit. Like, dude, I'm going to like, it would be like throwing a dart and hope it hits. So
in my eyes, you're right. I never thought until you said that right now. That's going to be a huge change. You're right.
Yeah. Massive, right. Massive. Yeah. And, like, dude, I've rode the same bike for 6-7 years now. I've yet to ride it. Like, I haven't rode that at all.
Yeah. And you being you, your fucking right hand would pin it. And
I'm not going there to cruise around. Like, you're going to get the best of me, and I'm going to try to go way faster than what I probably should. I'm glad it didn't work out. But, I mean, if anything happens and they need me, let's do it.
I think it says a lot for Coop. It's really cool that he's doing it, for sure. Last thing, we were laughing again about you last week, about your Bud's Creek. You went off the track or went down the hill, and then you were out of the sight forever, and then, dude, 5 minutes ago, there's your rear fender, right by it on Deegs, right everybody. Like, we were laughing.
Second moto was...
Because you're in the fight, and then you go flying off the track.
I almost died.
And then, dude, there you are again.
Yeah, like, dude, that second moto was a dig last weekend, because, like, me and Herup were going at it, and, like, dude, it's so hard to pass at Bud's Creek as it is, so I'm left, right, name it.
It was so you. Where you're like, oh, RJ's done. He went off the track. Like, okay, there goes his moto. Nope.
No, I'm never done. Don't count me out. Besides today. Second moto today, you could have, take the air out of my tires. That was fun.
Awesome. See you in a couple weeks.
Yep, thanks. Cool.